Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trisha, Eric. Hey, Eric, you're standing up.
I had to stretch.
Oh, yeah, good stretching. And I see your T-shirt again, or your shirt with the Law Group. Oh, what is that? ISG.
No,
touch me now.
I have no idea what it says on the back.
It's actually got their logo. It's kind
oh, you got the logo on your back.
It's kind of a cool logo. Yeah. SLG with wings, and it says Simon yeah. Law Group.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, it's
hire the best.
And Joseph is really into
now.
The song.
Touch me now.
I'm not touching
That's
you
one of my
now,
favorite
or
lyrics.
Later, or never. Okay.
Our viewers.
Debbie Gibson originally?
I don't know.
Original? This was.
But now it's Arterton.
Arterton. Yeah, who was that originally? I can't remember either.
I don't know.
All right,
we'll
but find
must
out.
Have been love. But it's over now from Walking on Sunshine.
It's over now.
It's over now. It's an amazing, amazing film. Check it out on video on demand. So, yeah, great film.
Great movie, huh?
Yes, a lot of fun, a lot of fun. All the songs are from the 80s and whatnot. But, all right, so earlier this week, the MIA Greg Isaac is...
MIA.
He's going to join us for this next segment because he and I got to speak with Nick Swardson on behalf of Hellenbeck. He's been in a lot of Adam Sandler movies, but he's in this new, here we go, just like Anomalisa, stop motion film, okay? Stop motion.
Claymation.
Claymation, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to hear him tell us a little bit about what makes it stop motion. And it's, again, it's Hellenbeck. It's on video on demand, DVD, all that great stuff right now. And here is Greg and myself speaking with Nick Swardson.
Well, right now, we are honored to be speaking with actor Nick Swardson on behalf of his new movie, Hellenbeck, which is out on video on demand. It is an animated, a claymation adult.
No, nope, both of those are wrong.
Really? Okay. Well, correct me then.
No, I know. It's weird. It's stop motion.
Stop motion.
So it's like,
okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of bizarre. But it's kind of like claymation, yeah. But it's stop motion, and it's usually like it's like a holiday movie. It's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's like those kind of movies, but it's the exact opposite, where it's like it's just complete filth. It's just me and Danny McBride just being filthy.
Wow. Well, you know, of course you're one of the voices here. You're Remy. But did you get a chance to see the behind the scenes, how this stop motion was made?
I mean, that's kind of what drew me to it. My buddy Tom Giannis directed the film, and the Robot Chicken guys, Shadow Machine, who are really brilliant, produced it. So they brought me in first and had me look at like the prototypes of the sets and the characters and the like kind of the action figures and everything. And it was really awesome and kind of blew me away. And that's what kind of attached me to the project. So yeah, I was able to come in early, and then they, you know, everybody else that they brought in did the same thing. They were just kind of like saw what the vision of the movie was and were drawn to that.
Yeah, and we see so few of these stop motion movies in general, and we see so few of these animated type movies for adults. I mean, that's really what drew me to it as well. And like you said, it's absolute filth. You know, so tell us a little bit about Remy. Where did he come from in your mind?
I mean, it's basically me, which was kind of nice. I didn't really have to do a character, so it was just kind of like my buddy wanted me just to like improvise and. You know, there was so much improvisation, which was great, too, about the project. I mean, when I did Reno 911, the entire show was improvised, you know, which I love. You know what I mean? I like being able to go off book and to be also like, you know, it's just rare to do rated R movies. I mean, I've only done a couple out of all the movies I've done. So it's like refreshing to be able to like just completely cut loose and like. Especially like with TJ Miller and Danny McBride, like we work together a lot on the movie. And so like, we're all just completely just crazy people. So like we would just say like, we could say whatever we wanted. So, you know, Danny would go on like a rant, and then they would have to like go and like rebuild. Like the movie took like 3 years to make.
Wow.
Like, so like if we improvised a scene or improvised a bit, they would have to go and like redo all the characters and all the stop motion. So it was like, it was kind of tricky in that aspect, but it literally took like 3 years to make.
Wow. Wow. That's got to be really something for, especially for you guys, since you are so funny and with the just kind of like running with scenes and everything like that, no?
Yeah, no, it was a blast.
Yeah,
and,
great.
And usually, like, when you voice record, you're not in the booth with each other, but this one we were able to get into the booth with each other, like the sound booth, and record together so we could improvise off each other. So that was awesome.
Of course, you mentioned there with, you know, about, you know, working with Danny McBride and TJ Miller, you know, about, you know, how fun it is to do that. Now, in an animated film like this, I mean, are you guys all most of the time in the same studio, you know, doing your lines and scenes, or are there times where you're kind of in there and then, you know, later on in the day, maybe another actor's in? How does that process normally work?
I mean, usually it's isolated, but this one, mm-hmm. they wanted to really have a chemistry.
Right.
So me and TJ and Danny were able to get into the booth with each other. But like Susan Sarandon's in the movie, and like we never got to work with Susan Sarandon. I'm sure she was like, "Can I not work with these guys?" But yeah, me and TJ and Danny and Rob Riggle too did like the bulk of the stuff together. So that was awesome. So I've done animated movies before where it's just you're completely isolated and you don't work with anybody.
And the thing is, as you said, there was Susan Sarandon, of course, with Adam Sandler, a lot of his films that you're in as well. And I thought she was great. And That's My Boy. And of course, her daughter was in that as well. So always kind of cool how everyone in a way works together, even if she wasn't in there for this one.
Yeah, for sure. I love That's My Boy. I think it's so underrated. It's so good. Especially, like, it's such a New England movie, too. It's, like, Adam's, like, homage to, like, New England and all that. It's pretty funny. He doesn't really do rated R, so that was a fun movie to do in that respect.
Yeah, and of course, you've got such a range of projects, I mean, and you know, with Adam as well. I mean, so there's movies like Grown Ups, then there's movies like Grandma's Boy, and movies like That's My Boy. Such an amazing career. So tell us a little bit, do you have a favorite, I guess, stepping toward the line or over the line, or do you like when it plays a little bit safe with the humor?
That's a good question. It's like, you know, when I do a movie like Grown Ups 2 and stuff like that, like, you know, I don't need to swear to be funny, you know what I mean? So it's like when you do a movie where it's not a hard R, it's kind of fun and challenging to, like, you know, be funny and not have to be filthy, you know what I mean? I mean, I like that in that respect. But, you know, again, I also like being completely insane, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Bucky Larson, the movie I did, it's one of my favorite movies that has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. like, that was a character that was, like, really sweet and innocent and couldn't swear, but it was also, like, the craziest, like, rated R movie. So that was kind of, like, a weird juxtaposition of, like, trying to be this sweet, normal guy in this, like, crazy movie. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Nick, also with, you know, especially with the Sandler films, all the great chemistry that you guys have, you know, a lot of the actors and stuff in there, you guys always working together. Is any of it improvised, or is most of it still scripted, or kind of how much leeway do you guys have on that?
I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of improvisation. I mean, I produce a lot of the movies with Adam. So, like, I'm an on-set writer, so we just, I mean, Adam just always will go, like, he's never married to the script. He always, like, will go for anything, you know, off the cuff that he likes. And I've worked with him long enough, and Spade and those guys, where, you know, I know their voices and I know what they do. So, you know, like, it's fun to write for them, you know, and, like, think of jokes for them.
Of course, we want everyone to check out Hell and Back right now on VOD. But before we let you go, Nick, what else do you have coming up?
On Netflix, our movie just came out called The Ridiculous Six. And then on Netflix also, we have a movie, me, Sandler, Spade, Catherine Hahn, Michael Chiklis, a movie called The Do-Over that comes out this summer.
Excellent. Well, Ridiculous Six, we gave a bunch of thumbs up to just a few weeks ago. So definitely everyone needs to check that one out as well.
Okay, awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Nick. Take care.
Thanks, Nick.